News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
So we're safely here at work. We made it here about 5:30 this morning between the two of us. But we're trying to respect the fact that, it may be tough for some of you to get where you're trying to get this morning. And like Dalton says, some of you, you know, pretty much it's not an option. You got to get to where you're going if it's a job or to see somebody that needs you, whatever. And there are some hazards on the road. So
there are.
He just reported that trying to get up.
I-10 at Water Street. I-10 westbound at Water Street, saying folks are having issues getting up. That exit is what it sounded like to me.
Up the ramp, yeah.
Also saw this, this was about 15 minutes ago, overturned tractor trailer, I-10 eastbound at the Beach Express exit. So up there near Buc-ee's, which I guess that was a snow-covered Buc-ee's, just like everything snow-covered as of today. Let's see. So National Weather Service, they've been putting out, and like Kane said earlier, this black ice warning. And saying black ice looks like pavement forms on roads. It might be easier to see it in the darkness, like when I was driving through this morning. I'm not sure. Maybe the sun makes it easier. I'm not sure. But I could see spots on the road that looked iced over.
Yeah.
Generally kind of tried to avoid those. But remember, if you're trying to avoid anything out there, do it slow and easy. Because quick movements, that's something that'll get you in trouble out there. And something I should have done before yesterday. I didn't get to it until overnight, but driving my truck over here this morning, threw a little extra weight in the back. Had the toolbox back there already, but this morning I kind of just backed up to the garage and found as many heavy things as I could and put them in the back just for a little added traction. I'm sure some of you from the north who are used to driving and stuff or that know, you know, how trucks work, you might say, that was ridiculous, Dalton. You didn't need to do that. But I feel like I've heard folks say that helps out. And I know for a fact, driving in slippery conditions in the past, when I've had things loading down the back of the truck, feel a little bit more grip there on the road. So kind of keep that in mind as well.
And aside from being on the road, if you're, I mean, just walking outside, a slip and fall could happen pretty quickly. And one other thing, Dalton, just look out there right now. We have a kind of a panoramic view of
the building next to us.
Yeah, the building next to us, basically. But that sun off of the snow
blinding.
It's kind of that could be an issue today too. I haven't heard anybody talk about. I've heard them talking about the black ice and all that. You could have some trouble just seeing where you're going with the glare of the sun reflecting off the snow. So
good point. Break out the shades.
Break out the shades. Be careful.
Yeah, it's going to be more bright than usual with that reflection on the ground.
Yeah, you don't think of sun shades or sunglasses when the high is going to be 34. But
how about some heated sunglasses?
Nice.
How about that? Not a bad idea. This was the most shocking text to me this morning. Thank you, Walt from Summerdale said, the Waffle House is in... is it Waffle Houses or is this like an attorney's general thing? Is it Waffles House when you're talking plural?
I don't know.
The Waffles House.
I've only talked about one Waffle House at a time.
We'll go with Waffle Houses. And Robertsdale and Summerdale closed. So, you know, we're usually talking about hurricanes and using the Waffle House index to determine how dangerous things are in a certain location. And so you use it for snow as well. And when I drove by our closest Waffle House here at Airport and 65, there were folks in there, and they were wearing Waffle House uniforms. So
yeah.
It was either a well-planned heist or they were in at work this morning.
You're open. This is not critical at all. I'm glad they were there. You open a Waffle House. You make the decision, we're going to go ahead and get enough staff in here, and we're going to open up. But who's coming to see you? That's the thing. How many customers are you? This must have been a record low turnout for that Waffle House this morning. There are receipts from 5 a.m. till now.
Well, we are at a location here at Airport and 65 where long-haul truckers, they generally try to stop here if they're going to stop in Mobile because there's other places, obviously, other exits.
Also,
but they're able to get onto 65 so quickly. So we see a lot of 18-wheelers that park up here next to the station, near the station. So I'm thinking maybe Waffle House is thinking they have so many travelers, possibly, and folks going to work this morning, that it might be worth being open right there. But what about the truckers? I know all through yesterday evening, they were still trying to make it up the Cochran-Africatown Bridge. One had to back it down.
Amazing.
Maybe more than one had to back it down yesterday. And I think there were some issues as well coming out of the Wallace Tunnel for some of these big trucks.
Yeah, I saw some video this morning. It looks like they were doing better, but nothing's normal out there right now, basically. So just whatever you assume this ride will be like, and looking at the Bayway again, it looks like there's nothing going on there. It's really odd, that being in Interstate 10.
Oh, there's one vehicle.
Yeah, there's one. So, and also, by the way, we are in a kind of a hotel district here, so I Waffle House would open with the idea that
maybe some walkers.
Yeah, they're like, we gotta eat.
Yeah, and I think some convenience stores open as well. I saw some lights on this morning. I'm not sure if anyone was home, but some lights on. Doesn't have Meta texting in. How do you even find the key to lock the door at the Waffle House? They usually probably don't need it. Just leave it open.
24/7.
Chris down in Foley said 7 3/4 inches of snow. He's got the ruler there. And 17 degrees. Yeah, not only did we set a snowfall record yesterday, which that will go down in history. You'll be talking about that forever. But a low temperature record for today, as they said Saraland was down to 10 degrees.
Yeah.
And it feels like. So when I woke up, that was the first thing I checked. And it was 15 on the gauge and then 5 degrees wind chill. So if it was 10 in Saraland, I imagine the wind chill may be negative there, and actually warmer in Mount Vernon than it was in Saraland, only by a degree. That's still a rarity. But Chris in, I guess he's in Foley, said 17 degrees there. Keep those texts coming, 251-343-0106. What all did you do yesterday? Did you have some fun? I got out there with the kids, and they were trying to have snowball fights, having a tough time packing the snow tight enough to actually make snowballs. So it ended up, they were just throwing powder at each other for the most part, and, well, and still managed to hurt each other. So, imagine that.
I saw the video. So Jeff, you know, as he was bemoaning the fact that there was no snow in Fairhope for much of the morning, like, well, after, I don't know, they started at 9 and where's the snow? 10 o'clock or so. And but we'd already gotten, we knew what was coming to Fairhope because it had been snowing here since 8 in the morning.
I think
the ground was
covered. Yeah.
And so while Jeff was saying, hey, what's it like, a false positive has been issued here. I don't see any snow. I don't see any on the way. I'm fed up with all this. Where's the snow? And we're thinking, it's coming, my man.
Yeah.
So he's got two small ones, too. One really small, but he's got a 4-year-old. I'm sure he had a big time. We'll talk to him about a number of issues, news issues, at the end of the hour before we get to his show. But we'll also see what it was like for his cute little blonde 4-year-old first snowfall. I'll bet he had a blast.
I'm sure he did. Mine were worn out. You know, swimming gets them tired. And the snow apparently wears them out faster than not being in the snow. Sean with a picture walking the dogs this morning. And Sean, the hockey fan, I'm sure you're just out there trying to find a pond that was able to ice over so you can get the skates on. I'm sure of that, Sean. And I'm sure we also don't have any ponds that are thick enough for that. Dan said, good morning, guys. My son-in-law had to leave work for work around 6 this morning. It looks like a sheet of ice has formed in his tire tracks. I think there could definitely be ice patches on the road. I'm going to stay put for a while. And Dan, that's that's what my main, knowing really nothing except for my own gut feeling and common sense for the most part, that's what I was most worried about. When you're just driving on snow and there's no ice under it, that it has, there's issues involved in that, but not the same issues as driving on ice,
right?
And you can get bogged down, especially if you're in a vehicle. And like yesterday, we had enough snow that you could get stuck if you were riding low enough to the ground. But for the most part, driving on the snow, as long as you take it easy, it's not going to be that big of a problem. It's the ice that is the main issue. And while I knew that temperatures would stay low enough that we wouldn't rise above freezing, the tire tracks, and you look at the places that iced over yesterday, and WKRG has a pretty good running list from as they were taking those down yesterday, the places that were getting ice are the most heavily traveled. And I think that's because they were getting so much wear from vehicles that the snow was melting underneath, and then it's cold enough that it would refreeze, and you get that ice there in the tire tracks. So I'm trying to square that with, now Dr. Bill said that the most traveled roads might be easier to travel.
Yeah.
So just kind of, you know, get out there, take it easy, and take it into account, you know, the risk-reward scale. How badly do you need to get to where you need to go?
And you know what, too? Some of these areas, obviously, our terrain is pretty flat down here, but not always, not everywhere.
Well, you don't really think about it as much until something like
bad
this.
Weather, right? Yeah. Like I was looking at in Fairhope, 104 at 98. That's kind of, even though it's very subtle, that's kind of at the top of a hill. Again, our hills, I get it, you know, Cottage Hill, Spring Hill, they're pretty good little rides, you know, up and down. But there are some areas where terrain will play a role in some of this as well. So just, you're not expecting it, but conditions can change from one part of your drive to the next.
Sean texting back, don't need a pond, could probably skate on the street. Yeah, how about some, there was some hockey going down on Bourbon Street yesterday. Saw some folks, I don't think they had the skates on, I think they just had the hockey sticks and puck. On Bourbon Street.
Nice.
Yeah. Moss Point, Trent Lott Airport this morning, 13 degrees and 9 to 11 inches of snow, according to this texture. The whole Gulf Coast got it, and got it pretty good. Just a couple other updates. I need to check the city of Mobile, so I apologize not having that on hand, but waste management in Baldwin County for today has suspended all garbage and trash collection services. I'm fairly certain, and let me pull up my page right here, but pretty much just like yesterday, city and county services, I think for the most part, at least through the morning, you won't be able to access those unless it is someone who's out there for emergency personnel. Now, maybe this afternoon you start to see things change if we start seeing some of the snow go away because of the sun. But right now it looks like pretty much everything on standby as far as city and county services are concerned.
Yeah, I'm so confused. I didn't know it was Wednesday. So, you know, I might be the last one to speak into a operating microphone to try to tell you what's what. Also, but you know, we have the schools are canceled, closed today. We'll wait on word for tomorrow. There may be some of the school districts or private schools that decide to play it safe tomorrow, too. But also any extracurricular activity from, you know, you might not have varsity ball was scheduled on a Wednesday night, but you might have had a JV or freshman game that was scheduled. Those have got to be wiped away today, too. So don't bother with any of that. And we'll see how when those sporting events resume. It could be tomorrow night, but I'm not sure.
Just looking at this update, so all City of Mobile offices and facilities will be closed today except for essential personnel. We knew City Council that they had closed Tuesday, so they weren't going to be back until next week. County Commission, last we saw, they were waiting to see if it was safe enough to reopen today, so I'm sure that they probably said the same thing, that traveling is dicey enough they don't want to do that. Baldwin County Commission, closure of all Baldwin County offices for today. Baldwin County Sheriff's Office administrative offices closed. Solid Waste Disposal Authority of Baldwin County. And so, let's see. They're closed today as well and plan on operating as normal tomorrow. We'll continue to work our way through as many updates as we can. I have your Daphne, Fairhope, Baymanette updates here. When we get back on the other side of the break, also keep those texts coming, 251-343-0106.
And I just thought about this too, Dalton. Maybe one of the reasons all the images of the Bayway were kind of nothing going on there, locals would know to take the causeway. So that might be part of it too.
And there were parts of the causeway closed yesterday,
yeah,
before the Bayway. I think mainly, and maybe in addition to, but certainly when you're headed towards Baldwin County and you go up the hill into Spanish Fort.
Oh, wow.
That's
not good.
Right.
You're right.
That's a tough one right there.
And you've got a bridge right there, too, over the Mobile River near the battleship. So you've got that bridge to contend with on the causeway.
Yeah, and all of that, you know, right next to the water is going to be an issue today with this cold weather.
Yeah, good point. So you let us know. We're inside. You're out there. Let us know what to travel looks like for you, and if it's essential travel, how you're going about your way to get maybe from one side of the bay to the other.
Yeah. Oof.
821 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings with Dan and Dalton. Yep, we are here live. Again, text 251-343-0106.
Hey, thank you, Kane. Great text here from the text line. Al, Alabama Al, great idea. Clear the snow off of your important things outside this morning while it's still light and fluffy before you get any melting and then refreezing. It's a lot more difficult to clear ice off of a windshield or a vehicle or a grill than it is just the snow. I got out there this morning and came off pretty easily. Let's see. Syphilis? Is this your name on the text
line? No, he said Jeff gave syphilis that name.
All right.
I wish he hadn't done that.
You guys are discussing uphill and downhill grades like the railroad does. I'm apparently, and I have a feeling you're calling us ignorant, but I'm so ignorant that I don't understand. Discussing uphill and downhill grades like the railroad does. Okay. Maybe give us a little more insight into what you mean there. 251-343-0106.
First of all, the name syphilis, what do we listen to that?
sounds like that's what Jeff.
I know.
I'll change the name on mine for you there until you give me a reason not to. 827. Hey, this segment, I want to tell you about Underdog Fantasy. And today, a great day to download the app. You're not supposed to be going anywhere. What else do you have to do? I love Underdog Fantasy. Played it throughout the entire college football playoff. Now you have the NFL playoffs to continue and a ton of college basketball. With over 5 million happy players and $2 billion won, Underdog makes it fun and easy to cash in on all your favorite athletes' performances. Their Champions game is very fun. You could win up to 1,000 times your money just by choosing higher or lower on players' stats. You just need to add at least two players from separate teams or separate leagues, and that's your entry. And then the more players you add, the more money you might win. Plus, they've got all your favorite leagues, teams, and stars to choose from. Underdog is the only champions platform that puts the power to cash out in your hands. Now you can either keep riding with your entry or tap the Win Now button and cash out whenever you want. So check it out. Why not today? More SEC basketball, NBA, NHL on the way tonight. Underdog is the best place to play champions. Download the Underdog Fantasy app, sign up with the promo code Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, and deposit now to get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. It's promo code Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N. You have to be 19 plus in Alabama and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms do apply, and if you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Jeff pleading innocent in the court of Dan and Shelton. Of Dan and
Dalton.
And Dalton. Shelton. Jeff renames people on the text line. I've just renamed you Shelton, if that's okay.
Sure.
He says, I had nothing to do with that. Okay, we'll talk to him at the end of the hour.
Drama there. Yeah.
He does rename some of his callers and texters. It's kind of funny.
So I also want to get into this, and I guess it's fitting, but over the weekend the news came down that this one TV station company, so one of these companies that owns a bunch of different TV stations.
Which one?
Allen Media Group.
Okay.
I don't think they have any in our area.
I don't think so.
But they they laid off the meteorologists in... at least 50 meteorologists, because the Weather Channel is one of their assets. And the plan here for Allen Media Group is to have the Weather Channel provide local weather for municipalities across the nation, including in Huntsville. And that's a major, major loss for local communities. We'll get into that when we get back. 251-343-0106.
Going on 8:35 Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5.
So earlier saw that overturned trailer I-10 eastbound at the Beach Express exit over there in Baldwin County. Now seeing I-10 eastbound closed and diverted at exit 44. So they're putting people on 59. I-10 eastbound closed there at exit 44, diverting people onto 59. I would guess that has something to do with the overturned tractor trailer or the conditions that overturned that tractor trailer or both.
So then you're 59. If you want to continue going east or west, you'd get on 90. You'd go down a few miles, get on 90, and proceed from there.
The snowfall numbers. Absolutely insane from yesterday. And we've been over these a couple times this morning. And the number you'll hear about in history as this goes on, you'll be thinking one day, I feel like we got more than that. And you may have, depending on where you are. But the Mobile Regional Airport and where the National Weather Service Station is there, that's where we get most of our, pretty much all of our record numbers. 7.5 inches was the total. So a brand new record. That is the all-time record for snowfall in a snow event, which can take place over several days or for one day, which is what we received that in yesterday. But that wasn't even, according to, and I pulled this from, I'm sure there's other places that could pile it, all these different, all this different data from the National Weather Service. This is from an Iowa State University page, but they've got all these different weather station numbers from our area. It says Mobile Greyhound Park had 8.5 inches measured of snowfall. Irvington, 8 inches. 65 in Airport, where we are right here, 8 inches. Grand Bay, they said 7.5 inches. You look at Baldwin County and the station they have here, Turkey Branch, they say 9.5 inches, which to me looks like probably the most in the state as far as snowfall. Silver Hill, they say 8.5 inches here. Foley got 8 inches of snow. Malbus and Montrose each 7 inches of snow. Orange Beach, 6.5. Bay Minette, 5 inches. I don't see any Gulf Shores numbers here. We know all the beaches were covered in snow, though, yesterday. Pretty big numbers. Santa Rosa County over in Florida, I saw, yeah, North Milton, they have registered at 9.8 inches. Of snow.
Well,
those are some unbelievable numbers.
They are. So yesterday we started to get the snow. Remember, we looked at radar early. It was like, this looks like this could be something right here. Dr. Bill's first forecast at 6:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He might have been talking. Oh, he did mention at that time that Baton Rouge was
under a blizzard warning
and getting 8 inches. Lake Charles was under some that was the
blizzard warning.
Blizzard warning in western Louisiana. So we're like, oh, something's up with this. Then when it started to snow here, and you're looking at like maybe a half an inch an hour or something like that at least.
Yeah.
And then you looked at the radar, and it had just begun, and the radar the snow draped all the way back into Houston. Like, oh, so what are we going to get here? And I guess it finally stopped snowing when I did my test run yesterday. I was in the middle of a Zoom call with my siblings. And I said, look, I got to go see if I can make it to work in the morning. And I just let the Zoom call continue.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just still going back and forth. I jumped out and wasn't crazy about the conditions, doing it on the service road. Got back to the Zoom call and all. And that was 4:15, 4:30. I tried to do it before the sun went down. It kept snowing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was snowing when the sun went down. I think we were still getting snow. So the fact that it just kept on coming at the same basic rate,
yeah,
it's like, okay, what are they? And so I said to you, I think we might have, I don't know if it was this, I can't remember if this was this morning or last night when we were talking. I said, yeah, I think we might have got 5 or 6 inches. You said we got 7.5 officially at the airport. So this news, I mean, we saw it all happening in real time. We didn't know what the result was going to be. It is interesting to see what the results are.
Yeah, Kana texting in, my son drove from Mobile to Jacksonville last night.
Whoa!
That doesn't sound fun. It said he had to be in Miami by 1:30. So then Jacksonville South, may have some issues even there, just driving south out of Jacksonville today. But that couldn't have been fun last night, probably an intense drive. Alabama Al says 7 inches there in Saddlebrook. So now we're still getting some photos with the rulers in the snow. And with this big snowstorm, I think a good time is any to talk about the news from this weekend, which doesn't really affect us directly, but you've seen this kind of moving this way for some time. And I'm talking about local news here. People that are from the area and know how things work in that area. And Allen Media Broadcasting, it's one of these companies that owns a ton of TV stations. None in our area, as far as I know.
Well, I worked for a radio outfit just like that. mm-hmm. you know, with iHeart. And yep. they're going to do what they're going to do, man.
That's what they're going to do, right. And so Allen Media operates 27 television stations in 21 markets. And the Allen, who I guess he was on track to buy the Denver Broncos at one point. It's Byron Allen.
Byron Allen.
Who has an estimated net worth of $735 million. Tried to buy the Broncos in 22, which is worth $3.75 billion.
Wow.
That's what their value was. And he made a failed $30 billion offer to snag Paramount Global last year.
Wow.
So I'm sure he had investors if he's worth $735 million.
He's in the big league of dealing and business for sure.
So back in 18, he bought the Weather Channel. Allen Media bought the Weather Channel for $300 million. I guess I was always under the assumption that that was a CNN asset.
They're out of Atlanta. So,
right. So maybe that's why I thought that.
Probably.
It said there will be a national hub based in Atlanta led by Carl Parker, a veteran storm and climate specialist at the Weather Channel. Hey, how about this climate, Carl? Said instead of having locally produced segments, Parker will oversee a feed beamed to the local TV stations from Atlanta. Feed could be manned by some of the meteorologists who lost their position. So maybe some of these folks will be finding work for a new outfit, but on the same station, more or less. You might remember tornadoes last year, and there was a meteorologist in Louisiana who went viral. I think it was Louisiana. This is all off the top of the head, so I'm not remembering specific points here. But remember, he was praying for folks that were in the path of a tornado.
I forget where that was, but it was somewhere in the south.
They had such a bad outbreak with such vicious and large tornadoes that I wouldn't say he broke down on air, but he just kind of stopped what he was doing and went, oh my, like, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
He
started praying.
Definitely humanized it for sure.
And that went viral. And people were like, look at the care and look how much he cares.
Yeah.
And he's one of these that might not be working any longer because they've let go of these meteorologists.
So what's the plan here? So in areas like, well, again, you have competing stations, so there's going to be a meteorologist somewhere in Huntsville, but he's decided on his stations, local weather people or local meteorologists are not needed?
Right, that they're going to source everything from the Weather Channel and basically network it down. So WAAY is the station in Huntsville that could be affected by this, and on Facebook, meteorologist Amber Kulik said, for now, I'm still at the station, but I'm looking for my next career opportunity. I know my management team's done everything they can to make this better, but this is at a corporate level, so please don't badmouth WAAY on this post.
Right.
I'll land on my feet. I always do. Allen Media also operates WCOV in Montgomery. And then in this AL.com article, they weigh in further on the plans there from the Weather Channel. Now, I know James Spann, who's a well-known meteorologist in Alabama, he weighed in on this also. And said a major shift is underway. The days of linear TV are over. People watch Netflix, YouTube TV, and other apps. The audience for local broadcast news and weather is tiny, and those viewers tend to be in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. He said people watching my podcast do so on YouTube. And we know that well here. We do really well with our podcast.
Yeah.
A lot of folks listen to us live, too, of course. And we're a pretty important resource around here. You that listen to us, you're able to get information out. It's tough to get information out if you don't have a microphone or a camera in front of you. Here, we pass that along. And, you know, dealing with things that you're dealing with, whether it's your TV media or your radio media, it's so important on days like yesterday and nights like we've seen.
Yeah.
James Spann is saying that as well. More or less, I think here, that times are a-changing, but at some point, and we've gone through this conversation with other forms of, capitalism, with Amazon doing so much better than the mom-and-pop stores that used to be able to just go to, depend on them, that basically they've been run out of business for the larger companies. And at some point, you start to say, well, there's more value and listening to a Dr. Bill Williams or an Alan Seals or a Jason Smith, because have you heard those guys talk about the areas around here? They could tell you many times from personal experience exactly what a roadway is like.
Sure.
Or what you can expect in a certain area depending on flooding or whatever there may be. that's not a good thing that this one media company is comfortable enough that they're just going to outsource weather. And I don't think that'll be good for them locally either, even though James Spann says it's a changing media landscape. If there's folks in Huntsville and they have the opportunity to watch a local meteorologist during a storm,
they're going
or see something passed down from the Weather Channel, you know which one they're going to pick.
Yeah, and there's some things that the immediacy of it is crucial. Now, when you listen to a podcast, you can get a lot of opinions, or you can get an idea of a news story and their take on it. You know, you got the left-leaning, many of the right-leaning podcasts that may have actually helped direct a Trump victory.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so you got to say these things are popular for sure. And I'm also a consumer of a lot of those. But when it comes to now, today, and the way they zoom into neighborhoods and everything, the technology they've got, pretty amazing. Like with storms coming through.
Yeah.
We've had storms coming from West Mobile through, like, well, where? Where is it? Cottage Hill? Or is it Magnolia? Golf course, or you know, different areas of town. You need that information right then. You've got to have that. That's where I think maybe the overall viewership is down with local news, but in those cases, that's the information that you need, and it's not going to be a guy out of Atlanta with a nice hairstyle that's going to save your life or get you in your bathroom in time.
Again, reminder, I-10 eastbound closed at the Loxley exit for now. We'll keep you updated, and if that opens here before we head into the Jeff Poor Show, we'll let you know. And if it happens while he's on air, I'll shoot him a text as well if he is unaware, because it's rare you find something that Jeff Poor is unaware of. He's keeping eyes on the feed just like we are. How about Pensacola renting five, I don't know if they rented them or borrowed, five snowplows from Atlanta? Earlier this week, there were people telling us they were seeing snowplows around. I think the first one I saw, they said, was on Schillinger. And then someone yesterday said they saw two in Baldwin County.
Well, I heard the number three somewhere in our conversations, like, there were three snowplows in the air, or three snowplows maybe in Mobile.
That was just my simple addition. I saw one person on the text line say they saw one in Schillinger and then two more in Baldwin County.
All right.
But I never laid eyes on them or saw a photo. Pensacola, though, they got five from Atlanta. So that'll be interesting to see how easily they clean things off there.
That will be. Let's keep an eye on that story.
Aldot, they posted something about 48 minutes ago. Pretty consistent messaging through the night, and it continues this morning. Most roads remain icy throughout South Alabama. Motorists are urged to stay off the roads if possible. If travel is unavoidable, check Algo for updates. Reduce speed, avoid sudden braking, and drive in the lane that has been visibly cleared. Texter asked, does anyone know how well the roads have been salted? The ones they really tried to get to were basically the interstates going into the storm, 65 and 10. I mentioned 10 over in Baldwin County is closed at the Loxley exit. And honestly, looking at the Aldot feed and what Leanna has been posting this morning, Causeway not looking too hot, or the Bayway is not looking too hot. Causeway probably isn't either. Some icing going on there. I'll look to try to find out the Dolphin Island Bridge. See if I can shoot a text to Mayor Collier here just a second.
Yeah,
see.
That's a good question right there. That is a lot. That's a long span. Well off the ground.
Yeah, it's pretty good height there, too.
Yeah.
Some of those folks who were up on the Africatown Bridge last night, whoo, boy, that doesn't sound fun.
No, and even Dolly Parton, I'm sure that there's...
Yeah.
That could not have been easy to dealing with that yesterday, maybe even still this morning. Here we go, Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. He's already been on the road this morning for some things he had to get done. Jeff Poor for the Jeff Poor Show, live from the Fairhope Bureau. So what were the roads like, Jeff?
You got them in a program up there?
Let's see where I got them here. To check in with Jeff, and there we go. Now we got, hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, Dan, how are you?
How was, I know you had to get out and a little drive. You live not too far from the bay in Fairhope. How was that drive? What's going on over there?
So I had to go get just for a joyride. We saw all the schools and daycares are closed. I had to go pick up our babysitter. I was really worried about getting out of my neighborhood because, once I got past that, it was fine. Our babysitter kind of lives on a gravel road, which made it a little easier, believe it or not. There's no reason to be on the road because everything's are closed. It looks like, I think Wawa is open, but it looks like everything else is closed.
The hearty bunch out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania right there.
Yeah, Wawa. There's no deterrence with those guys. I'm telling you, I pulled in there yesterday and got a burrito.
How did the young ones do, Jeff? Mine, they got out there and then they were over it and then I got home and they were back into it. Like the second time was we had a better go.
Yeah. I'll tell you, our 4-year-old was really into it for about 5 minutes and he decided it was too cold. We had the hardest time getting the dogs to go out and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
They didn't know what to do.
My brother Tommy had a bulldog who they live in Vermont and he was afraid of the snow. I mean, he was like frightened by the snow. And Dalton's dog last night.
The blue tick loved it. I'll say that. The tiny old Boston Terrier, he just took a step outside, did his business, and then turned it right back around. Although I heard he was out there quite a bit yesterday, too.
Our dog went out there and sniffed around, and he went go. And he come in and whimper, one of the dogs. The other one was fine, but he just come in and whimper, and he had to like, look, you. This is how it is, buddy. I mean, you got to make the most of this bad situation.
Yeah, you got to create a little yellow snow.
Yeah, that's what mine did. Hey, Jeff, what do you have planned for today's show?
Well, everyone's schedule's kind of jumbled, but we were wide open the first hour. Joey Clark in the second hour. Greg Allbritton and John Kilpatrick in that third hour. Oh, I had to put them together. We were supposed to have John Kilpatrick in the... here in the Farrell Bureau, but he is obviously not going to make it. And Senator Albright is coming back from inauguration, and we had to move him around because of just travel problems.
Yeah, we no flights in or out of Pensacola, Mobile for a lot of the area down here. Air travel has been decimated pretty much for the last couple of days, so I get that. What's your impressions of post-inauguration locally and or, just the nation?
I was at Dale Jackson's show this morning, and he asked me to give it a grade. I mean, the weird Ross or whatever, Urquhart or whatever, the parted, and that's probably the only thing that I might take a little bit of an issue with, but like I was thinking about this yesterday. Trump has answered more questions from the media than KIV and Joe Biden combined in the last 4 years, and we're only on his third day.
I mean, the inauguration day was constantly talking into a microphone, right, Tom?
I bet he was on a microphone 8 hours on Monday and just answering questions. It's refreshing, and I've even seen liberals. Well, on your show, Parker Griffith said that's a bit refreshing.
If you call him a liberal,
not quite, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, like a Democrat in name only or something. But yeah, but I'm telling you, I just, the bar was so low with Joe Biden.
True. And I saw the press corps that's going to be covering Trump were like, they were regretting it and they were already upset about it. And I think this will be. They can actually do their job.
Yeah, some content.
Yeah, have some content.
They don't know what to do, though. They know one mode, bash Trump.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Have a good show, Jeff.
Hey, thanks, Dan.
It is 8:59 now with Dan and Dalton. Mobile Morning's back with you tomorrow. If we can get in today, we'll be in tomorrow.